Hello, dear sister in Christ. My name is Pat Domingue. I'm founder of On Fire Ministries, and at On Fire Ministries, our mission is to ignite a passion for Christ in the heart of women and to inspire them to apply God's word to their everyday life, because I believe that God's word really does work. So in today's podcast, I'm talking about God's eternal calendar, his holy cry to his people to be ready. So can you believe that we are near the end of 2022? I truly think time does go by faster the older we get. In 18 days, Christmas will be behind us, we'll be ringing in the new year, and we'll be writing 2023. And just looking at that number just seems odd to me. Like, how in the world did we even get here? I mean, the world was supposed to end in year 2000, wasn't it? That is, if you got caught up in all the Y2K commotion 23 years ago. Y2K created a bit of hysteria around the world. Experts and everyone else really assured us of this massive worldwide computer glitch that would cause normal life to shut down at midnight on January 1, 2000. And many people during that time stockpiled food and preparation. It was a big deal. However, on January 1, 2000, at 12:01 a.m., the world had not changed. It was as it had been. Nothing had happened. Nothing changed. Life went on, and nearly 23 years later, we are still here. So a lot has transpired since 2000, and probably the most change in our world happened through the COVID pandemic. And personally, I didn't get caught up in the Y2K scare, possibly because of my own skepticism of the experts. The reality is, experts in this world fall short. They are fallible, they are ingrained with personal biases, and often they are ruled by a sin nature that taints their expert advice. But there is one who is trustworthy and true, whose words have true power, and what he speaks happens. His name is Jesus. He is the Word made flesh, the divine glory of heaven manifested to us in the form of a tiny baby who would one day carry our sin to the cross and pay our own penalty with his own life. Jesus' trustworthy and true words tell us that there is a day coming when everything really does change. His word tells us to be ready for his unexpected return. Ephesians 5:14 through 16 says, "This is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then and how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil." The word of God and the evidence in the world around me bring me to conclude that surely we are living in the any momentness of Jesus' return. And yes, that is my own little made up word there. And you know, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, but I do think that we need to evaluate the time that we live in. We need to evaluate the world around us. We need to evaluate the truth of God's word. And when I take the time to do that, to evaluate what God's word says and what is happening in the world around me, I can't help but determine that surely we are living in the end days. Now, with that conclusion in my mind, I feel God nudging me, saying, "Dear child, you must be ready," which leads us to ask a question: ready for what? So let's talk about exactly what are we to be ready for. So to answer that question, first we need to acknowledge where we are and what is ahead on God's eternal calendar. The way we do that is by looking clearly at the world around us through the lens of Scripture and by staying tuned in to prophetic events according to God's word. So where are we on God's calendar? Well, we're living nearly 2,000 years after Jesus told his disciples about the end of the age and the sign of his coming in Matthew 24. So at the very least, if absolutely nothing else, we can take into account all of this, the actual time, we are 2,000 years closer to his coming than the disciples who he spoke with face to face on the Mount of Olives that day. However, scripture also gives us evidence to show us that the times we live in truly reflect the last days. One passage of scripture that I read this morning clearly points to the evidence of the times in which we live, and that is 2 Timothy 3:1-5. And that says, "But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away." Now that is some strong words, but words that point us to the reality of we're seeing that in the world that we live in. So if you need more convincing, I will tell you I have written a couple of other blog posts that you might be interested in. One is, do you feel like you're living in the end days? And then Noah's story parallels our own, another blog post that I've written that you can look at my website onfire-ministries.org to read all my blogs. So what is about to happen? What is ahead on God's calendar? Ultimately, I believe that we find our best answer to what is ahead in Matthew 24:44. Matthew 24:44 says, "Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." So Jesus told his disciples to be ready for his second coming. Now, as his beloved disciple, his return brings us such good news in that we get what he prepared for us. In John 14:2, Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be." And then Paul in 1 Corinthians 2:9, he said, "But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." The good news of Jesus' return is that we get to be with him and experience the beyond our imagination life that he prepared for us. And that life dramatically overshadows the best of times known to us in this life. Scripture paints a picture of the days leading up to God's designed and ordained end. We saw it in 2 Timothy 3:1-5. And we also know that Revelation presents the prophetic unfolding of the last days of the ultimate battle between good and evil, or between God and his kingdom and the devil and his kingdom. So much of the prophetic apocalyptic letter of Revelation reveals God's wrath and the devil's rage. And that makes so many of us so uncomfortable. However, there is so much good news for us as believers in Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1:10 tells us that God delivers us from the wrath to come. Revelation 12:12 says, "For the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time." So God delivers us from the wrath to come. And while the devil is in a rage, it's because he hears the tick, tick, tick of God's clock closing in. Hallelujah. I can't wait for his day to be done. But in the meantime, we must be ready for God's designed and ordained end. Now remember, the entire chapter of Matthew 24 records Jesus' answer to his disciples' question about his second coming and the signs of the end of the age. And on the heels of his lengthy description, Jesus follows up with two be ready parables in Matthew 25. Matthew 25:1-13 is the parable of the 10 virgins. Matthew 25:1 says, "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom." That is so significant. Jesus immediately immediately teaches his disciples what it takes to be ready and prepared for his return. He puts the 10 virgins into two categories, 5 wise virgins and 5 foolish virgins. The wise virgins stayed prepared and ready for the bridegroom by keeping their lamps filled with oil, and the foolish one took no oil with them. So when I read this parable, I noticed that the bridegroom said he didn't know those who had no oil. So I believe that the virgins with their lamps filled with oil represent his bride, who continually replenishes their oil by spending time in his presence. And for you and I, we continually replenish our supply of spirit and truth by getting in God's presence through prayer and the reading and studying of scripture, and just letting the Holy Spirit lead us and empower us and anoint us and teach us. Matthew 25, 14 through 30 is the parable of the talents. Now Jesus told of a traveling man who distributed talents to his servants according to their own abilities. When he returned, he applauded and rewarded the servants who took what he gave them and produced more. For the one who hid his talent and produced nothing, he took his talent from him and condemned him. Now, these parables teach the most simple and basic lessons of what we need to know about being and living ready for Jesus' return. First, being ready and prepared for his coming means continually being in God's presence, continually filling up with his spirit, continually filling up with his anointed oil of power, and by seeking his presence and power through his word. Now, second, to be ready means to never hide what we have been given, but instead taking what we have and producing more for his kingdom. Now, personally, the thought of Jesus returning thrills me. I pray that every single one of us will be ready and able to say, just like Paul did, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And that's in 2 Timothy 4:8. If we can finish that good fight and that faith to the end, we will receive. Paul goes on to write in 2 Timothy 4:9, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, capital D, on the return of Jesus, and not to me only, but also to all who loved his appearing. So here is my encouragement to you today, which comes from the Gospel of Luke, where he records Jesus' explanation of the end times. In Luke 21:28, Jesus said, "Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." Let me close out with a prayer. Precious Heavenly Daddy, we love you. We thank you for the hope that we have in you and in your coming. Until that day comes, Lord, draw us close to you. Draw our children closer to you, and draw us to those you want us to point to you. Help us to live with an overload of your truth and grace, that your love will flow through us to reach others for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Lord Jesus, come quickly. Now, before I say goodbye, I do want to invite you to join me on your favorite social media platform, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, to get daily biblical encouragement for Christian women. And check out my website, onfire-ministries.org, where you can read my blog, several things about end times, and then you can also get free biblical resources in my website, or a Bible study for you personally or for a group study. If you found this podcast beneficial, take a moment to rate, review, and share this podcast with others, because it helps others to find the podcast, and maybe it is the very words that someone else needs to be encouraged in their faith journey today. And until we meet again, have a blessed and beautiful day.